October 23rd, 2023. They named the virus 6DM, and it began not in China or some tiny African village, but almost exactly in the middle of the USA. In Andover, Kansas, a small suburb of Wichita, population about 12,000. Nobody I knew had ever heard of Andover in September 2023. But by the end of October, I didn't know a single person who couldn't place it on a map and tell you about its rapidly decreasing population. There is no record of the first infection, no official patient zero, because 6DM mutated and spread too fast for anyone to track it. But it is generally agreed that the first patients were recorded on October 23rd, 2023. And by Halloween, that's irony for you, my American friends, all of Andover's 12,000 citizens were either dead or dying. Painfully but swiftly. The virus, having originated in such a white suburban neighbourhood, you'd have thought it would be impossible for the right-wing press to try and link it back to immigrants or a foreign country. But they did. They speculated that patient zero was likely a local high school student who'd volunteered in West Africa and returned to the town carrying 6DM with her. Of course, by the time the article emerged, the high school student was far too dead to either corroborate or deny the story. But they printed it nonetheless. It didn't matter anyway. People were too busy being terrified to have the time to blame or hate each other anymore. To their credit, the American government acted swiftly and decisively to stop the crisis. No one wanted to make any of the mistakes that happened in 2020. This time, they were ready. Andover was quarantined within 5 days of the first death, and scientists immediately began work to discover what the virus was and develop the inevitable cure or vaccination against it. But they were already fighting a losing battle. By the time Andover was quarantined, cases had been reported in New York and San Francisco, both over 1,300 miles away. The scientific community never got the opportunity to study 6DM properly. So, to this day, I have no idea where it actually originated or how it is spread. The US government instigated martial law, closed their airports and banned international travel in or out of the country on November the 2nd, less than 2 weeks after the first reported case. There was mass panic and hysteria. People across the United States completely disregarded the president's plea for calm and rioted for food, water, transport and whatever drugs they could lay their hands on, not knowing whether they would help or not. This was not the regulated response they had had to COVID-19. This was chaos and madness. By November the 14th, America was a wasteland in the making. The few remaining international journalists reported horrific images of cities deserted, whole towns on fire and mass graves with hundreds of bodies thrown in. Newspapers reported the death of the president on November the 18th and the collapse of the federal government on the 23rd, exactly 1 month after the first reported case of 6DM. The last report on November the 24th said that, with few to no government officials left, citizens were now on their own. There have been no verifiable reports from America since then.